All right, let's get started. So, what I wanted to talk about today is titled "Jesus is Praying for You." Jesus is praying for you, and our verse is Romans 8:34. It's, "Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." So that word interceding means acting on behalf of us, standing up to defend us, to let God know that we are on the team Jesus, and that no matter what we've done, our sins have been forgiven because we are believers in Jesus, and He is interceding for us, stepping in, basically stepping in front of that bullet for us, taking that wrath for our sins. Is what interceding means. So God knows everything that's going to happen. He's omniscient, which means He knows the past, the present, and the future all at once. He already knows what's going to happen in your life this afternoon. He knows what's going to happen in your life next week, next month, next year. He knows what's going to happen to you the rest of your life. This also means He can pray about it before it happens to you. I know that sounds weird. God prays? You mean God talks to Himself? You talk to yourself all the time. I know I do. So when God talks to Himself, it's prayer. As a dad, I often talk to myself about my kids, and God talks to Himself about you all the time. The night before Jesus went to the cross, He was with His disciples. Peter was boasting and saying, "Lord, I would die for you." Jesus loved Peter, but He knew Peter was a little impulsive. He also knew Peter was going to deny Him three times before the next morning. Jesus said in Luke 2:22, "I have prayed that you will not lose your faith. Help your brothers be stronger when you come back to me." Jesus had already prayed for Peter in the storm he was about to go through. In the same way, Jesus has already prayed you through what you're going to go through this year. In fact, right now, Jesus is in heaven praying for His children. That's us. He is interceding for you. He is talking to God on your behalf. Remember our verse, Romans 8:34. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Jesus is praying for you to make it through your storms. I love it when people pray for me. In fact, I can feel it. And when people don't pray for me, I can tell the difference. It's one thing to have people pray for you, but how would you like to have the Son of God praying for you? The Bible says no matter what you go through today, next week, next year, Jesus is praying for you. He is on your side. If you've trusted Him as your Savior, He is interceding for you right now. Let that sink in. Let's pray. God, we're so thankful. We're so thankful that we are on Team Jesus, and that God, that you listen to your Son, and that Jesus, you are right there interceding for us, standing up for us, defending us right now for all the things we've done. Because our sins have been forgiven because of what you did on that cross, and because we are believers. Thank you for this day. God, just pray that you guide us and lead us and help us to be the best we can be today to your glory. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.